The third annual Conservation in Action Tour is scheduled for August 3rd in the Williamsburg, Virginia area. The event is hosted by the Conservation Technology Information Center, where the mission is to champion, promote, and provide information about comprehensive conservation and sustainable ag systems. Karen Scanlon, CTIC Executive Director, says the one-day event brings policymakers, agricultural advisors, conservation professionals, private industry, and others to successful, profitable farming operations built with conservation in mind.
We get you on the farm talking with these innovative producers and seeing how they operate their farms and understanding how they can incorporate conservation into very successful operations, have achieved the yield that they want, and achieve the profits that they're looking for, all with conservation in mind. So it's a great day full of good information and meeting some of these innovative producers who are really making conservation work on the ground.
When it comes to water quality issues, the Chesapeake Bay watershed is getting a lot of attention recently. Scanlon says that's an important topic for this year's tour. Katie Frazier of the Virginia Agribusiness Council will present agriculture's perspective on these issues.
We're planning on covering the development of the Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load or pollution diet that's currently underway. And we're also planning on discussing some of the issues and concerns that farmers have about getting accurate credit within the Chesapeake Bay model for the practices that they are implementing, whether it's through cost share programs or through voluntary actions, so that when the TMDL is developed, we have some accurate data to base it off of as far as what agriculture's loads to the Chesapeake Bay are.
Other presenters will demonstrate equipment, tools, and technologies that help farmers more efficiently use nutrients. That's one reason Colonial Soil and Water Conservation District Conservation Specialist Brian Noyes is excited to welcome tour participants to his area of the country. He wants participants to see and understand that crop producers are holding the line on pollution reduction in Virginia.
The technologies that we're working on here to improve water quality have great potential to be transferred to many acres and other watersheds as well. A lot of our producers have set yield records both locally and nationally in the various crops that they grow. And they also learn that there's a wide variety of ecological and social benefits that come with well-managed cropland. The cropland has been in production longer than any other cropland in the nation and is a real model for sustainability.
Given the location of this year's tour and its proximity to the nation's capital, Scanlon expects more policymakers and staff from regulatory agencies will participate. She says it's important for these individuals to take part in the Conservation in Action Tour.
These folks are making decisions that affect agriculture, and it's a great opportunity for them to get off the hill and on the farm, talking directly with producers, because these producers will be affected by the policies they put in place and the regulations they enact. So it's important for staff from regulatory agencies and from policymakers to participate with us and be a part of those discussions. And it's equally important for our agricultural community friends to join us on the tour so we can have a balanced discussion about these important issues.
The Conservation in Action Tour is open to anyone who would like to participate. For more information or to register to attend, call 765-494-9555. Or visit www.ctic.org. Reporting for the Fertilizer Institute, this is Skip Davis.